Hello and welcome. You're watching The Buck Stops Here, and today is the beginning of our special series, The Kashmir Diaries. Every night on The Buck Stops Here from 8 to 9, from on the ground, not from a studio in Delhi, we will give you a sense of what's happening here on the ground and look at myriad issues, from the debate around the return of Kashmiri Pandits to why the issue of Saini colonies has triggered the political war it has, to the election that's coming up ahead in Anantnag, where Mehbooba Mufti will be contesting for MLA. She's of course the chief minister, she used to be MP, so this is a by-election. To of course the new threat of militant violence and a dangerous new phase of militancy. Why are young, local, educated boys taken to the gun? And why is Burhan Wani now mythologized as a hero for many of the younger generation? What is happening? Why are we losing educated boys to radicalism and militancy? All this and much, much more. Tonight's episode comes to you from the Durga Nag Mandir. This is among the oldest temples in the Kashmir Valley, and it is historic in many ways. Nag in Kashmiri, of course, means spring. And here there is what people, believers, the faithful consider to be a holy spring. This is, in fact, aarti time here at the Mandir. And this Mandir remains among the last abiding symbols of what Kashmiriyat used to be, at a time when Pandits and Muslims used to live cheek by jowl amiably. On the program today, we'll be looking at whether people can do what Netas haven't been able to. And we'll be looking at whether Ghar Vapsi for Kashmiri Pandits can ever be a reality. We start tonight with our exclusive ground report. We've seen politicians fighting over the return of Kashmiri Pandits. We've seen successive governments paying lip service to the issue, but nobody has ever moved concretely. And now we see a people's initiative that has sought to invite Kashmiri Pandits to come and stay in the homes of Kashmiri Muslims. Most of them don't know each other. They're strangers meeting for the very first time. But this is a compelling counter-narrative to the demand for separate Pandit colonies. Can it work? Take a look at our ground report tonight.
Month of Ramzan, the strains of the azan, the call to prayer, wafted out of Srinagar's many mosques, mixing gently with the chatter and noise of tourists on the boulevard. But in some small corners of Srinagar, as morning breaks, if you look for it, you may still hear the sound of temple prayers as well. A lingering reminder of decades ago, when the azan and the aarti could coexist peaceably. A homecoming for Kashmiri Pandits is now a political battlefield. The issue of separate Pandit colonies has erupted into a full-blown war. Where Pandits dominated neighborhoods once stood are now abandoned homes and properties that have changed hands. 26 years after an enforced exodus of close to 3.5 lakh Kashmiri Pandits, a Ghar Vapsi for them is still no closer. Yet amid the ruins of neighbourhoods like Srinagar's Habakadal, the first signs of hope have begun to rise from the ashes of mistrust, bitterness and hate. Jasvida and Rama have met for the very first time this week. Once strangers, there is now an instant intimacy between them as they amiably potter about in Jasvida's kitchen and make us steaming hot cups of kahwa. They giggle like schoolgirls and confide that when the men sleep, they stay up all night gossiping like childhood friends. Their husbands, Nazir Muttu and Saiblal Mattu, have stepped out hand in hand as if they have known each other for years. In fact, they've met for the first time in 26 years. Nazir is taking Saiblal for a short ride around the city. Nazir, a small-time shopkeeper, sells Kashmiri breads and soft drinks, but he has generously opened his heart and home to Saiblal, whose family once lived in the same area. Nazir, who is fasting for Ramzan, drops Saiblal outside the nearby Hanuman Mandir and waits patiently outside. What's extraordinary about this moment is that it is the first time since the exodus of 1990 that the Mattu family has returned to what was once their homeland. Like lakhs of displaced pundits, they no longer own a house here. For this week, Nazir and Jasvida's home is also their home. Just for one brief moment, it's the Kashmir of the past and time has stood still.
मटु साहब आपसे शुरू करती हूँ
जी
आप और रमा जी जो है
जी,
दिल्ली में रहते हैं
जी
और अभी आप नजीर साहब के साथ यहाँ पे और चश्मीदा बहन के साथ उनके घर में रह रही
जी
आप कभी नजीर साहब को इस मोमेंट से पहले जानते थे क्या
हम जानते थे
नजीर साहब को जानते थे कैसे जानते थे आप
पहले साथ हम आते हमारे ससुराल था यहाँ पे ससुराल यहाँ से आगे थोड़ी बहुत बातचीत होती थी इनसे
मटु साहब ये बताइए कि आप 26 साल जो हो गए हैं
जी
आप क्या पहली बारी आज कश्मीर आए हैं
जी पहली दफा में आए
26 साल में
जी
पहली
जी
बार।
यस यस
बीच में कभी नहीं आए
कभी नहीं आए
डर था
वही डर था यूं ही था डर वाकई एक्चुअली डर नहीं है यहाँ मैं पता चला यहाँ मैं घर में बैठा हूँ 26 साल के मुझे लगा मैं घर में बैठा हूँ वो हम इतने साल 26 साल में रहा दिल्ली में बोला क्या मैं सिर्फ परदेश ही रहा हूँ वहाँ पे ये फर्क है यहाँ पे
यार कह रहे दिल्ली में परदेश लगता है यहाँ
घर लगता है रियली आई एम टेलिंग यू
नजीर साहब 90 में
अच्छा
तो जो एक डर था एक हालात ऐसी बन गई थी एक मिलिटेंसी थी सारे पंडित मतलब लगातार सारे पंडित घर छोड़ के उनको जाना पड़ा है ना तो आप इनको कैसे ये एक तरह से आश्वासन देंगे कॉन्फिडेंस देंगे कि वापस आना चाहिए पंडितों को
वो माहौल गुनाह था हमारा पाप था पता नहीं कौन सा नजर लग गया इस कश्मीर का माहौल ऐसा बन गया उस वक्त भाई को बाजी बोलेगा इसको खत्म करो उस वक्त करता था क्यों दिमाग ही नहीं था उस वक्त दिमाग नहीं था पता नहीं था क्या हुआ था भाई को भाई का पता नहीं था क्या था ये पता नहीं अपना ही पाप था इनका पाप था क्या होता है इन्हें उठ गया किसी ने बोला भगाओ भाग गया ये
आपने कभी सोचा कि मैं घर जाऊंगा
जी हमेशा मैं सोच देता हमेशा आप मैं खून के आंसू रोए वहां पे बिग ट्रेजेडी फॉर अस
खून के आंसू क्यों
क्योंकि क्लाइमेट जो सूट नहीं करती वहाँ के लोग वहाँ जो पैसों की बोली चलते हम किराए में मकान रहे वहाँ बोलते थे हम उनका किराया देते थे 800 पे कोई आता उनको मैं 1000 दूंगा बोलते 800 वाले को आप खाली करो मकान कोई बहाना है ये नहीं सोचिए फिर नहीं सड़क पे जाएगा क्या ये सड़क पे जाएगा वो इंसान वहाँ है नहीं वहाँ
आज मुझे लगता है इसके रंग निखरना हो गए हैं कश्मीर इज गेटिंग रिवाइव्ड इन अ सेंस
The young man who brought Nazir and Saiblal's families together is 38-year-old Sandeep Mawa, a local Pandit businessman married to a Kashmiri Muslim. During the exodus, his own father was shot at by militants, but Mawa returned home and he hopes others will as well. Politicians, he tells us, will do nothing. So in the first ever experiment of its kind, he invited 15 Pandit families to come and stay in the homes of Kashmiri Muslims.
You know, it's interesting that you say that you could feel the Kashmiriyat because yeah. a lot of people would argue today or a lot of Pandits say that hum nahi aa sakte wapas. Wo jo Kashmiriyat thi, wo ab zinda nahi hai. To aap uske baare mein kya kahenge? Because you have said, I could feel it.
See, understand. For that, you have to be on the ground zero.
Yeah.
You cannot be discussing Kashmiriyat in Delhi. Because majority of the community is here. Mm. My Muslim brothers are here.
Mm.
Believe me, during these last 20 years, 23 years I've been coming, and finally I decided to settle down here.
Mm.
Every time my second neighbor, third neighbor will come, anything there was untoward, he would come and see. Do you need any help? This shows a story. that they love us. They have shown the bond. They've opened on just 15 days back. I appeal to my Muslim brothers, if you are really interested for Kashmiri Pandit and Kashmiri Muslims to settle down together. You have some doubts about townships. I requested them, you open your hearts and homes, and you see, they've opened it. Every second home is calling me. You come and stay with us. Be our guest.
This experiment is a compelling counter-narrative to the heated debate over separate Pandit colonies. But is it too romantic an idea? Can it really work?
Jasvita, I'm asking you, now you're living in Rama Ji and Mattu Sahib. So, sometimes it happens that if Pandit comes back, there should be a different colony. Yes, then
what? We're going to be cut. We don't want to be cut. We're going to be cut. ये सब बैठे यहाँ पर हमें अपने जैसे भाई बहन लगते हैं ये पराए नहीं लगते हैं ये
पराए नहीं लगते
नहीं, अपने, जैसे अपने लगते। जैसे लगते हैं उसको आज 5-6 दिन हो गया यही पर जैसे ये अपने लगते हैं
बहने दो आपस में बहने हैं जैसे
अच्छा लेकिन जसविता जी यहाँ पे कहा जाता है कि भाई हालात ठीक नहीं पंडित जिनको जबरदस्ती बाहर फेंका गया उनके लिए अलग जो कॉलोनी होनी चाहिए आप कह रहे हैं कोई जरूरी नहीं
नहीं नहीं वो जरूरी नहीं है कठे कठे ही होना चाहिए अलग नहीं होना चाहिए
माटो साहब बताइए क्योंकि बहुत एक बड़ा राजनीतिक मुद्दा बन गया है ये और इसको लेके काफी असेंबली में भी
हाँ झगड़ा हाँ हो रहा है
और कॉलोनी अलग होनी चाहिए कि मिलके रहना चाहिए
मिलके रहना चाहिए मेरे हिसाब से क्योंकि पर्सनल ओपिनियन है मिलके रहना चाहिए क्योंकि हमें वहाँ डर रहेगा कुछ ना कुछ हमारे अलग डर रहेगा हाँ जी ये बात है वो आइसोलेट हो जाएंगे ये हमारे भाई बोलते हैं आ जाओ आप यहाँ पे ये
आप क्या याददाश्त लेके गए जो आपके मन में हमेशा रहती थी
वो अपनी कश्मीरियत जो अपनी कश्मीरियत है हमें हिंदू मुस्लिम सिख ईसाई एक है हम सब एक है कोई फर्क नहीं खून हमारा खून एक है आप मानिए इन शॉर्ट आई एम टेलिंग यू
पर लोग कहते हैं कश्मीरियत अब यहाँ खत्म हो रही है उन लोगों को आप क्या कहेंगे
नहीं नहीं
बहुत से पंडित लोग कहते हैं कि वो कश्मीरियत अब रही नहीं
नहीं गलत बोलते हैं वो पागल है
द ट्रूथ इज दैट दिस लिटिल एक्सपेरिमेंट हैज एट लीस्ट स्टार्टेड अ डायलॉग वन दैट नो गवर्नमेंट ओवर 2 decades एंड मोर हैज इवन अटेम्प्टेड In this neighborhood itself, where there were once 30,000 Kashmiri Pandit families, today there are no more than 40.
The ghar vapsi of Kashmiri Pandits has become one of the most politicized and volatile issues here in the Kashmir Valley. But as the proposal for separate Pandit colonies triggers a political war, here in the by-lanes of Haba Kadal, people seem to have given up on their netas, no matter which political party they're from. In fact, In a unique people's experiment, a unique civil society initiative, Kashmiri Pandits, some of whom are visiting the valley for the first time in decades, are being invited to come and stay at the homes of Kashmiri Muslims. It's an experiment to see if the Kashmiriyat of old can be re-invoked 26 years after the enforced exodus. Today, there are only an estimated 4,000 Kashmiri Pandits in the valley. Rare is the family that was not forced out in the 90s. But those who opted to stay back say the real neglect is in fact theirs. Santosha Kaul and her son Sanjeev are among those who never left. Santosha ji, aapko kitna saal ho gaya yahan rehte hue?
Umar bhar.
Umar bhar.
Haan, phir kya?
जब इतना डर का माहौल था और जबरदस्ती पंडितों को निकाला जा रहा था उनके घर से तो आप कैसे छोड़ के ले गए
भगवान के भरोसे पे पहले भगवान के भरोसे पे तो फिर पड़ोसी भी यहाँ है साथ साथ रहते हैं हमें डर नहीं लग रही
पर आपने कभी सोचा कि मैं हम भी चलते हैं
ना कभी नहीं आज तक कभी नहीं
पर जैसे अभी चर्चा चल रही है कि पंडित लोगों को अपने घर पे वापस आना चाहिए लेकिन वो आएंगे तो उनकी जमीन तो चली गई
है ना वो बात तो है
अब उनको अलग कॉलोनी में रहना चाहिए कि मुसलमानों से मिलके ही रहना चाहिए
वैसे अच्छी बात है मिलके ही रहना चाहिए
जब सब लोग छोड़ के जा रहे थे तो आपने कहा कि मैं भगवान के भरोसे
हाँ, भगवान के
लेकिन कभी तो आपको भी उस हालात में डर लगा होगा
मुझे नहीं लगा कम से कम मैं अपना बोलूं कि मुझे डर नहीं लगा किसी बात की
किसने आपकी रखवाली की
भगवान ने पहला भरोसा भगवान पर फिर पड़ोसी
और पड़ोसी मुसलमान है
हाँ और कौन है इस वक्त भी मुसलमान ही पड़ोसी है
Her son Sanjeev says their anger is not with their Muslim neighbors, but at the fact that they are invisible to politicians. While the national debate is focused on the Kashmiri Pandits who have been forced to live as migrants, This family has to prove the opposite, that they are not migrants, and they have to prove this even to get a ration card.
पंडित यहाँ रहते हैं उनको नॉन माइग्रेंट प्रूव करना पड़ता है
उनको नॉन माइग्रेंट उनको दिक्कतें हैं
और उसके लिए जम्मू रह जाना
उसके लिए जम्मू जाना पड़ता है वहाँ से सर्टिफिकेट लाना पड़ता है वहाँ पे होटल में बैठना पड़ता है अब जिसके पास पैसे मैं चलो मैं तो जा सकता हूँ
पर ये नॉन माइग्रेंट सर्टिफिकेट का तो क्या बना
जैसे हमारे को स्टेट सब्जेक्ट यहाँ पे अप्लाई करना होता है वो तो हमारे को मिलता नहीं उसमें तो 100 चक्कर काटने पड़ते हैं
आपको स्टेट सब्जेक्ट ऑलरेडी है
अब मेरा बेटा है तो उसके पास है नहीं निकालनी है उसके पास वो सर्टिफिकेट लेनी पड़ती है
अच्छा
उसके लिए दिक्कत होती है बहुत दिक्कत होती है वहाँ पे कहते जम्मू से लिख के लाओ आप माइग्रेंट हो नहीं वो नहीं उसके लिए बहुत सारी दिक्कत होती है जैसे कि यहाँ पे अगर लोकल है मुस्लिम से उसको 15-20 दिन में निकली हमारे को सालों में सालों लगते हैं उसमें
संजीव टेक्स अस अराउंड द नेबरहुड टू शो अस व्हाट वाज वंस अ शिव मंदिर dilapidated, broken and blocked by metal sheets. His Muslim neighbors help him make his way inside.
अच्छा संजीव यहाँ दिखने को मिल रहा है कि ये एक जमाने में शिव मंदिर होता था पूरा बंद पड़ा है ऑलमोस्ट खंजर जैसे तो आपको ये मंदिर याद है
मंदिर हाँ जी यहाँ पे शिव मंदिर होता था हम आते रहते थे यहाँ पे लेकिन माइग्रेशन के बाद में उसके बाद इसकी कंडीशन खराब हो गई डैमेज उसके बाद फ्लड आ गया उसे पूरा ही डैमेज्ड हो गया
पर ये कब से बंद है इसे
ये कम से कम 20-25 साल से है
Building bridges will not be easy, of course. The long shadow of those dark, violent years falls over any chance for sustainable peace. For Bihari Lal Mawa, who once worked as a taxi driver in Srinagar, and his wife Son Bhatne, the tears can never dry up. They break down in grief even today as they remember the fateful day when their son Ashok Kumar Mawa's head was pumped with multiple bullets.
आपको लगता है कि बेटा आज भी आपके साथ ही है?
रात में बात करता
हमने इसीलिए बेडरूम में रखा है इसको
मामा मामा आ मामा अमा
The family moved out to Jammu during the exodus of 1990, but their son, 37-year-old Ashok, decided to return to the valley 6 months later to build on his carpet trade. 12 days later, he was murdered. His parents found Ashok's corpse by the side of his fallen scooter. Militants had robbed him of all the cash he was carrying, shot him in the head and left him to die.
मगर ऐसे इसमें नहीं उंगल देखा। इसका मतलब कि इसने पछताया, इसने मेरा नहीं माना, मैंने इसको नहीं छोड़ा था ऐसा। इसने पछताया, उंगल रखी थी मुंह में, बस सिर को देखा यहाँ से नीचे पीछे तक गोलियाँ गोलियाँ, खाली सुराख लगे हुए थे।
Ashok was the only earning member in a family of five. His father found it tough to find any work in Jammu, but more than money, it was the trauma of losing a child that left an indelible mark on this family.
वो जाना चाहोगे वापस?
सवाल ही नहीं है। हम जाएंगे उस सड़क पर, सड़क को देखेंगे, उस महले को देखेंगे, उस नगर को देखेंगे जहां मेरे 37 साल के बच्चे को, जवान लड़के को खत्म कर दिया उन्होंने। हम यहां भीख मांग कर खाएंगे, लेकिन वापस जाने का कोई हमारा इरादा
Like with much else in Kashmir, truth, reconciliation and justice must go hand in hand. Till then, these remain the twin images of the debate around Kashmiri Pandits. The despair of one family and the hope of another, the Mawas and the Mattus. And yet, to move forward, one must invoke the past and remember how things once were. As this painting on a wall in Srinagar reminds us, 786, a holy number for Muslims, side by side with Om, a holy chant for Hindus, the first sound at the beginning of the universe according to Hinduism, together, side by side, crying out for a new beginning for the Kashmir Valley. With Zafar Iqbal, Ruby Dhingra, Ravindra Singh, Manjunath and Manu Nair, Barkhadat for NDTV.
All right, so as we saw in that special report, a people's initiative is trying to achieve what politicians haven't, actually inviting Kashmiri Pandits to come and stay in the homes of Kashmiri Muslims to build bridges that Netas want. But in that report, we also saw that heartbreaking report of a father in Jammu who says he will never return to the city where militants murdered his son, pumped his head with bullets and left him to die. Will the issue of Kashmiri Pandits ever move beyond politics? Is any political party serious about the return, or has it become a mere point for political battle? And should we even be looking at a proposal for separate Pandit colonies after the kind of comments, the kind of warmth we saw
between so many people in that special ground report. Let's introduce our panel today on this special from on the ground in the valley from the Durga Nag Mandir here in the heart of Srinagar. Here with me is Junaid Matu of the National Conference, Siddiq Wahid, a well-known analyst and professor. And of course, we also have Sandeep Mawa. Sandeep Mawa, you saw, has launched that initiative to invite pundits to come and stay in the homes of Kashmiri Muslims. From Jammu, Arun Gupta of the BJP is with us. And from the Delhi studio, two well-known Kashmiri pundits and outspoken advocates for the rights of pundits, Sushil Pandit and Dr. Shakti Bhan. So let me start with the politicians. Junaid, we saw Mehbooba Mufti issue an elaborate statement in the assembly and say that there is no proposal for separate pundit colonies. In fact, what you see are transit accommodations for, you know, less than 2,000 pundits who have been brought back with the promise of government jobs. What possible problem could anyone have with transit accommodation that is not just for pundits, but as she clarified, for all migrants?
Well, Varka, it's self-explanatory on a lot of levels. More than two decades have passed since the very unfortunate exodus of Kashmiri pundits from the valley.
Yeah.
And after this longer period, if you're still looking at transit accommodations and half-hearted measures and temporary measures,
yeah,
that means that we are not serious on the policy level or this is not a priority.
But what did you do that was so different? What did your party
we tried
do that
to
was
do
so different?
A lot of things. I mean, in 96, when the civilian government returned, we realized that Kashmiri Pandit properties, migrant properties are not safe. A lot of them are undergoing distress sale under duress at times too. And we passed a bill in the Legislative Assembly to protect Pandit properties. Then we also, there were landmark measures taken on the compensation that should be paid to Pandit family. But compensation or transit accommodation, those are only transient measures that a government can take.
Why has this issue of separate Pandit colonies become a talking point in the Assembly even and in political circles when the PDP-BJP government has repeatedly said there are going to be no separate Pandit colonies?
See, the PDP-BJP government hasn't said it.
Mehbooba Mufti
ministers,
did say it.
Yes. And the problem is that while Mehbooba Mufti has said that, members of parliament from BJP, and you can't rule out the fact that BJP is almost an equal part in this government. So when a BJP member of parliament or a BJP MLA from Jammu says something, you have to take it with the same seriousness that you take Mehbooba Mufti.
So give an example of something you've heard that's disturbed you and I'll take it to Arun Gupta.
Things that BJP MLA Ravindra Rana has said from Jammu, things that Tarun Vijay has said about composite townships, about Sasani colonies too, that state subject laws don't matter. If Indian citizens want to come and settle in these colonies, that is fine.
But Senate colonies are also only for state subjects. So that's another misinformation.
That is a misinformation coming from the alliance itself, not from the opposition.
So let me put that to Arun Gupta. Arun Gupta, I think that's a fair argument here that if the chief minister gets up and says there are going to be no separate Pandit colonies, there will be assimilated colonies. These are interim accommodations. They're not based on religion. They are, in fact, for all migrants. But when other BJP individual members talk in a different language, what is the message that's being given? That there are contradictions that abound on this issue, Arun Gupta.
Yeah, Barkha, let's understand the basic issue very well now. What we are talking? We are talking about the people who have left Kashmir and they have to come back to Kashmir. Now, where do they come and settle down? I mean, either we have only two options.
Yes.
One option is that we start locating the spaces and the plots where they can come and settle down. Government makes their accommodation in a different colonies and they settle down. The fact remains that there is no place. Now somewhere they have to come and settle down and are not giving the name of separate colony. Example I am giving, then that means that's a place where they come, they settle down, and it is not only meant for Kashmiri
but
Hindus.
That's not only
that is
for
meant
pundits.
In fact for anybody who has
migrated
from Kashmir.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
You mean that anybody who has migrated from Kashmir during those days, that could include Kashmiri Sikh, that could include Kashmiri Hindu, that could include Kashmiri Muslim. Now, there's nothing, you know, I would very frankly say there's nothing much to discuss on this, because if they have to come back their home, they have to live somewhere. Either we define where do they live,
I'll tell you, Arunji, what bothers me, that on the one hand, I see people connecting with each other. If you leave the politicians out of it, I actually see this warmth that I have been seeing for two decades. If you leave the politicians out of it, you actually see Kashmiri Muslims opening their heart and home to pundits whom they've never met. But on the other hand, this issue has got so mired in politics, I think it's going to actually obstruct the return of pundits. Quick comment, Junaid, then I want to open it up for the panel.
Barkha, I mean, you referred to Mehbooba Mufti's speech in the Legislative Assembly. I'll take you to an analogy in that speech when she said that this is a cats and pigeons thing, right?
Yeah.
It's precisely because of utterances and mindset because of similar to that. Hmm. There are no cats and pigeons here. It was an unfortunate tragedy.
All she meant Kashmiris, was that when people Kashmiris, come back, let me what I understood was that Kashmir, when people come back for the first time after 26
well,
years,
as the chief minister of the state, well, as the, I'm sorry, Barkha, as the chief minister of the state, she should choose her words very carefully. What she says in the assembly has far-reaching consequences. Kashmiri Muslims have suffered. Kashmiri Pandits have suffered. There are no cats and pigeons here. The moment you say that, you sow seeds of apprehension.
I don't get a quick response there, and then I want to go to Sushil Pandit. Arun Gupta, the metaphor used by the chief minister,
back.
An unfortunate one. Yes.
You know, what chief minister said, I'll really not like to comment on that, but I'll come on the main topic. And the main subject is whether the people who have left Kashmir, they should come back to Kashmir or not. And in case they have to come back to Kashmir, where they should come and live.
That is
That's
not
a very
the subject.
Simple.
We all agree they should come back. The but yes, where do they live? Yes. We all agree they must come
where
back.
Do they live?
The issue
they
is
have to
how
find
do
place.
They come back?
Yeah, where do they find a place, you know? That's how we have to ensure they come and live safely. They come and live with all their people. And you see, when you're talking about colony, please understand it's part of the Kashmir. They come and stay there and that automatically gets merged with the system. So where is, you know, talking about a separate colony or something?
I have no objection, but I'm not the one objecting. I'm just saying this is getting mired in politics. Now, Sushil Pandit, let me bring you in. You know,
absolutely.
You have, of course,
no,
been
absolutely.
An outspoken voice on this. Arunji, let me get a Sushil Pandit now. Sushil Pandit, you have been an outspoken voice, but as you saw in that report I did, you know, on the one hand, you had a family whose son was murdered, and he said, I'm never going to go back. Whether you give me a separate colony, whether you give me an assimilated colony, my son was murdered by militants, I'm not going back. But on the other hand, you also saw the Mattu family staying with Kashmiri Muslims in Haba Kadal. These two families did not know each other. You saw how they connected. Does that make you feel that perhaps living together has to be the ultimate aim, not these ghettos as some Pandit groups have wanted and as the opposition parties here are fearful these transit accommodations could become? Sushil.
Barkha, there is a gentleman called Mawa sitting with you and then there are other Mawas around the country.
Yes.
And that is where the truth belongs. You may have an incident here and an incident there. But it doesn't balance or cancel each other out. You need to see for a fact as to what is there on ground. The point is, you have innumerable people who uprooted themselves, their lives, their generations of presence in the valley in order to seek safety outside the valley. Now, of course, there are individuals who were very good at that time also. Indeed, there must be quite a few individuals in the valley who would continue to be benign and hospitable towards Kashmiri Pandits. But the point is, in the face of a gun, will they be effective? Were they effective then? Weren't they reduced to being helpless bystanders, if not like some complicit? That is the moot point.
So may I just say something, Sushil?
That is the moot
Sushil,
point.
May I just
how
say
will
you
said, persuade,
Sushil,
Barkha?
May I just
a moment. How
I
will
agree.
You persuade?
It's a fair question. It's a fair
how
question.
Will you persuade the family of BK Ganju, who was murdered because the neighbor pointed him out as to where he was hiding? The neighbor. Now, there are.
Now,
I'm not saying
something.
That is the only truth.
Let me say something. Sushil, let me say something.
Please.
You know, you said there's a Mawa sitting here and indeed Sandeep Mawa is sitting here. But in that report, there was also the Mawa family of Jammu who did not want to come back.
Precisely.
Because their son Ashok, whose head was pumped with bullets. So I'm
yes.
aware of these multiple realities. But is the answer, Sushil, quickly, because I want to go to Siddiq Wahid on this, is the answer separate townships? Is
no.
the answer ghettoization?
No, just a moment. I don't think Chitranjan Park is a ghetto or Pamposh Enclave is a ghetto in Delhi or Punjabi Bagh or Gujranwala town or a Derawal Nagar is a ghetto. Try and understand, Barkha. We have been scattered all over the world. We need to rebuild a community, an identity, a certain sense of being together all over again after 2.5 decades. We need to live together, number one. Number two, I am absolutely open. Those Kashmiri Pandits who find welcoming homes among Kashmiri Muslims must go and stay with them. And those who cannot should not be allowed the opportunity, should not be deprived of the opportunity of coming back to the valley. just because somebody's whims and fancies dictate that they must go back to the places where their kith and kin were murdered. So let this be open. Okay. Those who want to live with their trusting neighbors, let them go there.
Okay, Sushil, got your point. Quickly, I want to go to Sadiq Wahid.
Well, I believe we should all empathize with the plight of Kashmiri Pundits. It's a human issue. But invoking the gun, invoking...
But these examples of Chitranjan Park...
I agree.
Punjabi
comparing
Park.
Apples and oranges.
Why?
Because
why?
The conflict in Kashmir is... We still live in a place which is mired
but
by conflict.
But the pundits have as much right over their homeland.
I'm not talking about rights. I'm talking about sensibilities and perceptions. And perceptions matter in these matters more than realities. My point is, when you invoke the gun, when you invoke violence, the specter
but
of violence...
True.
The biggest
that's
sense
true,
of security...
Right?
Let me finish. The biggest sense of security that can come from Kashmiri, for Kashmiri Pundits, can come from Kashmiri Muslims. Cantonments get attacked in Kashmir. The army Badami Bagh cantonment has gotten attacked. CRPF camps
okay,
get
attacked.
Okay,
let me take what you're saying around the
biggest sense of security will come from Kashmiri Muslims.
Sadiq, this is a bit of a strange issue. Because on the one hand, Sushil, one minute. Sadiq Wahid, the fact is, transit accommodations, as they have described by the government, are almost being labeled separate townships by the National Conference, right?
No, we are not labeling them
but
as such. These
it.
Are
Why
the words
are
which are coming from the government.
Okay, but they have not called them separate townships. Sadiq, how do you see this play out? Because on the one hand, you have the very legitimate anguish and rage of the pundits. And you have them saying, and you heard Sushil Pandit say, there might be people who are warmed by what Sandeep has done, but there might be others who don't feel secure. And so what if they organize themselves separately in a neighborhood in the city?
I think we have to accept that there might be multiple forms of return. I mean, some people living in Muslim homes, others living in things. But I think that what is problematic right now, and this was sort of quite apparent as we were discussing things just now, is that things are very ambiguous and also opaque as to how decisions are being made. One day it's called separate townships, another day it's called transit
camps. No,
it's
never been called separate townships in any official release.
Well,
that
I mean,
I've seen.
Well,
yes.
Let's not. I mean, let's. Maybe not separate townships,
yes.
But certainly there was a separate, space
transit
that they were going to create.
Transit accommodation
came very late in the day, if I remember
yes,
correctly.
Right, yeah.
It came very late in the day. Let's not, sweep that one under the rug. So what I'm saying is, as a citizen sitting outside, it is not very clear as to what it is that the government is intending. The government seems to be reacting to situations when people object to something called separate townships or, some sort of separate space, then it wants to be called something called a transit camp.
Okay.
And I think of transit camps as somewhere where you...
Temporary accommodation. It's temporary accommodation.
The question then becomes how temporary.
My question would be, if it's not temporary, what's the problem?
Sorry?
If it's not temporary, let's say they live there for the next... it's for all migrants.
Listen,
they're migrant colonies. Why not call them migrant colonies?
What counts at the end of the day is that, is there going to be harmony? Or is there going to be some sort of separation again?
So, Sandeep, you have taken this initiative. I'm going to Shakti Bhan right after this. Sandeep, you have taken this initiative, as we saw in the report. But Sushil Pandit has a valid point. There might be people like the Mattu family who wanted to go and stay with a Muslim family that they did not know, and they loved it. But there are others, like your namesake, the Mawa family in Jammu, who says, no, over my dead body, I don't feel safe. How do you address that, and how do you avoid this issue from getting mired in petty party politics?
See, Barkha, you cannot justify one wrong with another. If you leave this issue to the politicians, they may take another 100 years, believe me, because they have political vested interest, be it National Conference, be it PDP, be it BJP or Congress. It's a humane issue. See, you had a war in Syria, how the European Union opened up the gates. That is the attitude we need here. It's a pilot project, understand. I appeal to my Muslim brothers in the holy month of Ramadan. I told them, if you are sincere and you feel you are not one without Kashmiri Pundits and they are equal part of the society.
But isn't this a very romantic idea? I mean, I loved it, but isn't it just pure romance? Given the breakdown between communities, Sadiq.
I'll tell you, I mean, I didn't know about it.
I just seriously admire what he's doing.
See, Barkha, it has to be started at people-to-people level contact.
Absolutely.
It has to be at reconciliation, rehabilitation, and then security. You cannot suddenly put point that there is a Sainik colony, there is a Kashmiri Pandit colony.
things get complicated.
So let me take that to Shakti Bhan. Shakti Bhan, how do you? Yeah, 1 minute. I just want to bring in Shakti Bhan, and then I'll go to Arun Gupta. Shakti Bhan, Dr. Shakti Bhan, do you accept that people have to take the initiative to do what politicians have failed to do?
I don't think this initiative is correct. As long as a Kashmiri Pandit has a threat there, whosoever, whether it is government or whether it is a civil servant or a civil society, no Kashmiri Pandit will go back. Because we should realize at that time why we left, why we were thrown out. Because it was for the safety of women of Kashmir. It's all right that today some people have gone and stayed with the Muslim Brotherhood. That's fine. But today if a terrorist comes yes. and starts killing, you think he cannot do that? Where is the safety? Where is the safety in that area? You think we have to go back there and then live but like would chicken to get killed any time? I don't think well. There is safety for Kashmiri
ma'am,
women, Kashmiri
ma'am,
Hindus
ma'am,
there.
Ma'am, would the Kashmiri Muslim also not be vulnerable to militant attacks?
Mostly not. Because if you see, yes, I agree to that. And they may be more vulnerable yes. because they gave refuge to a Hindu family. But is there anybody to save them if anything happens?
So let Junaid,
every day
let
we hear that,
that
there is terrorist attack
I want
here
to respond
and there.
To that.
What? How are you going to stop that?
Okay,
statistics are only so. I mean, they are not completely relevant. But more yeah. Kashmiri Muslims have been killed by armed militants than Kashmiri Pandits. And let me say it very clearly that yes, there are incidents of violence. Yes, there is an issue of safety. The only difference
yes.
of opinion is how do we best ensure that safety?
But aren't you
so the safety
of
after 26 years
Junaid,
being out,
but,
we cannot be go.
But
we cannot go back to be hounded back about
yeah.
5 years, 10 years. Kashmir is our place.
Ma'am,
it is our land. We are
that.
Going to live
I
there
to
forever.
I,
but at our
Shakti,
cost.
I understand
our,
your apprehensions.
No, neither government, neither civil society. It is the Kashmiri Pandit.
Your apprehensions.
Listen to me first.
Give me a minute.
Listen to me first. It is the Kashmiri Pandit who has to decide when and how Kashmiri Pandit will go. Nobody can force a Kashmiri Pandit
that
to
is
go.
What we're trying
when
to do.
We left 26
Shakti
years
ji,
ago, there was nobody to save us. You think now when we are going at this
okay,
time
ma'am,
back
I'm
and there
no, no, that's wrong.
There
is, no, no, that's wrong. But I want to answer
to
that.
What you're saying.
I want to answer
I'll
that.
Get reactions to what you're saying. Junaid,
I want to answer
quickly,
that.
I
want to answer that. You know, this whole narrative has become so hyperbolic about what Kashmiri Pandits want and if they should get their say in coming back. Absolutely, they should. They have been uprooted. But to marginalize the majority Kashmiri Muslim community by telling them that you don't have a say, you know, we have been driven out by you. And I'll tell you why. You know, you said that nobody is saying that we want separate Pandit township. There are these voices which have become these voices on electronic media and TV. And I have Sushil sitting on this panel. And Sushil in another panel, I think last week, said that agar hum aapke saath nahi baithna chahte, we don't want to sit with Kashmiri Muslims. That is where the problem
okay,
is.
I'll get
the
Sushil
problem
to
is
react
with the Anupam Kher, Ashok Pandit,
I'll get
Sushil,
Sushil
Pandit.
To react to that specifically
yes,
in a moment. But Arun Gupta has been waiting. Arun Gupta, go ahead.
Yeah, please, you know, Bakha, let me, explain this, the whole issue in the clear sense of humanity. See, before 90 also, there were few places in Kashmir where more than 80% of the population was of Kashmiri Hindus. For example, Ranawari, for example, Karanagar, for example, lot of other places. So that means they were living in a separate accommodation? No. In the same way, in a place like Jammu, there is place known as Bhatindi, where maximum population is Muslim. That means they are separate? No. You know, it is a human that anybody of the same liking or same community, they will like to live together. That happens all over the world. Now, how does it matter whether they are living in one place or they are living scattered?
That never
so
happened
I believe
in Kashmir.
That we really are, politicizing
that never
this
happened
whole
in
issue.
Kashmir.
No, we... No, this is what exactly I am trying to say, that before 90, if you look at the statistics,
yes.
this is what happened in Kashmir. Now also, if they are living in one
no,
place...
No, you're wrong.
Ranawari
did not have an 80% of your population. Please stop throwing around numbers. Your numbers are completely wrong. Kashmiri Pandits and Muslims in every area in Srinagar...
I want to talk to Mr. Mattu. Kashmiri Hindu and Muslim will do together in a colony, in a place at our behest, where we want to live. It's not that we say Kashmiri Pandit will live. We will live with Muslim, Sikh, anybody, but
the terms and conditions will be ours. It will not be of the government. It will not be. When we will say, no, then only we will live there. We are not saying we are
government. May I request all of you to talk one at a time? Do you cannot react together? Sushil, please. Sushil.
What she is saying is absolutely right.
Sushil,
Barkha, thank you. I think delivering politically correct homilies from a distance is very good. But the one who wears the shoe knows where it pinches. The point is, we need to take this call as to
Sushil,
where are we comfortable.
Understand, 26 years have passed where it has pinched you.
Then
Sushil,
what?
Why
then
don't
what?
You understand?
Do you think this is
because
the
Mr. Mawa,
political interest,
Mr.
Mawa,
then what?
Understand
exactly.
The fact.
Then what?
Don't complicate a situation. We're trying to create a
Sandeep
situation
Mawa,
which will become condemned for return of Kashmiri Pandit.
Sandeep Mawa, ask yourself, 26 years have passed. Has anybody been...
It pinched and 26 have passed. 26.
So, Sandeep,
Mr. Pandit, understand. Muslims also have also felt they need you. We need them. Why are you being a deterrent to this?
How do they need us?
Politics
so
important for you.
Tell me how do they need us?
Mawa, tell me what is your compulsion to become the advocate?
Sandeep,
will you please, Sandeep, tell me what is your compulsion not to ask as to why nobody has been punished after 26 years of murder and mayhem? Have you asked
understand.
This question as to
together,
why Bitta Karate is roaming free?
Sushil
have you
that
asked this question as to why Yasin Malik has not been harmed to death till now? Have you asked this question why nobody
Sushil
has been
understand.
Punished for any crime
Sushil,
against Kashmiri people?
Okay,
let me
answer.
Mr. Mawa, do not sweep things under the carpet.
Reconciliation. 1 minute. Mr. Sushil Pandit, since we are talking about reconciliation, my request to all of you is to not shout. We can talk. Let's try talking. Now, Sushil, mera sawal. My question to you, there was a specific comment from Junaid. Now, we have 5 minutes left. Let's take last comments.
Yes.
Sushil, my specific question to you is this. Junaid said that you have made a statement, not on this program, but earlier, that you do not, what if we do not want to sit with Kashmiri Muslims? Yeah. Now, if you come with that approach, is that productive? How does that help either community, Sushil? Yes.
No, that is distortion. What I said was, you are insisting that we live with Kashmiri Muslims. What if we do not feel safe and do not want to live with them? And we want to live separately.
I remember I said,
if Kashmiri Muslims want us to live with them, please earn that trust back. You cannot demand that trust. You violated
that
trust earlier.
Sandeep, hang on.
You violated that trust. You need to earn it back. You can't demand it.
Okay, Sushil, that's a fair point, and I'll get Sandeep and Junaid to come in on that. But I want to ask you this, that how do we move beyond the politics? Because while this is a great people-to-people initiative, the truth is that those people-to-people contacts are also ruptured. And that happens, you know, whenever there is an enforced exodus, you saw partition, okay, at a different level. That is a rupture between India and Pakistan, right? So when there is enforced exodus in the shadow of the gun, there is bitterness in it.
It's not going to happen en masse. It's not going to happen with a dictation from a political party or a government or anything like that. It's going to happen when people actually feel comfortable.
Exactly.
And people actually think. So I think that we'll have to be patient, number one. The other thing is that we will have to support efforts like Sandeep's. I'm delighted to hear about it. And I think that this needs to be supported, number two. And number three is our preconceived notions, whether a pundit will sit with a Muslim or a Muslim will sit with a pundit, or whether a Muslim trusts a pundit or a pundit trusts a Muslim, I think that will have to exit. And that takes time. It is, and so therefore, just to conclude, I think that if this is going to be stage managed, if reconciliation is, we are attempting to stage manage reconciliation, it's not going to happen.
Okay, now Sandeep, the question for you, which Sushil raised, that you can't tell us where we should stay, right? And he had examples, and there are pockets in Delhi, Chitranjan Park is a good one, where there is a Bengali domination, right? To which Junaid says, but the sensitivities here are different. The pundits might say, what about our sensitivities?
See, Barkha, I have one reservation. If the government is serious, they could have not raised Kashmiri Pandit colony and the Annie colonies together.
But they've not raised it.
No, they have initially.
I keep saying I don't understand. The government denies that there is any
media,
such thing.
See, Barkha, we trust only media here because I'm not so connected with the government. But they should have done it. It's a human issue. Understand.
we cannot. I understand the shoe has pinched
but
more
Kashmiri funds. But what about this question, that you have not asked for justice for perpetrators of murder and violence?
See, Barkha, for
and
that.
And Kashmiri Muslims also say this to me. I've been coming here for 22 years. Justice before reconciliation. Then wouldn't pundits also look for that?
Yes. See, that is what I'm. See, the first step would be people-to-people contact. The second would be once people from the minority community are willing to be okay. Planning or settle down here, definitely we'll ask for the reconciliation and those truths
to
be
so come up. Junaid, the question to you, which you didn't answer, is there a deliberate misinformation by the opposition on issues like Sainik colonies and Pandit colonies? And I ask you this because while you rightly said individual BJP MPs are making comments that are at variance with the Chief Minister's comments, the Sainik colonies, as I understand, for example, are only for state subjects. State subjects anyway can buy land. You know, whether you're a Dogra or whether you're from Rajouri or whether you're from Poonch or whether you're from Srinagar. B, when they repeatedly say there are no separate Pandit colonies, why do you not believe them?
I don't want to talk about the Sainik colony issue. That's not the issue we're talking about. The Kashmiri Pandit colony issue. It is not the job of the opposition to bail an irresponsible government out. Irresponsible for the fact because they contradict themselves with every passing day. Again, this is also not about the PDP-BJP government. It's about a humanitarian issue. We need to think as Kashmiris, not Kashmiri pundits, not Kashmiri Muslims, but
so what's your solution?
I appreciate Sandeep's initiative. Please let me finish. I have Kashmiri Pandit families coming and living in my house every year for the past 10, 15 years. Our friends, our neighbors. So this is an ongoing process. Reconciliation is an organic process. If you try to synthesize reconciliation, if Panun Kashmir tries to synthesize reconciliation, or if Roots in Kashmir tries to synthesize reconciliation by jumping, and please let me finish, by jumping on TV panels at every given opportunity and demonizing the entire Kashmiri Muslim population, then you are you are further widening the gap between Kashmiri pundits and Kashmiri Muslims.
Now, I have 30 seconds left for everybody. Shakti Bhan, your 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'm from Panun Kashmir and we are not demonizing it. I said we will live with Muslims, but at our terms and conditions. Don't distort the facts. We have to feel safe, then only we'll come.
You want to separate homeland,
and in that
ma'am,
safety,
that is your
Kashmiri
charter.
Muslim will be there. Majority of my patients are Kashmiri Muslims. We love them, they love me. But I cannot go and live there under threat. I will live at my terms and conditions when I get a homeland in Kashmir. And that will be the priority of each and every Kashmiri
homeland.
Pandit.
That is the problem, Barkha.
Yes,
she
that is the problem
homeland.
Because
Kashmir's
we have
charter
suffered.
Wants a homeland,
that
a boundary
is the problem because
where
we have
the charter
suffered.
Says Kashmiri
Junaid
Muslims
Matu
should not
has
be there.
Not suffered.
Not what we
neither Mr.
Right
Mawa
now.
Has suffered, whose
but
wife is a Kashmiri Muslim and
the,
he
the
can
cat is out of the
live there.
Homeland, a
but
map
we have
of
suffered,
Kashmir.
We have lost everything. That is what
is
important.
This is the problem, Barkha. You have to address that problem.
It's not that.
Okay, Sushil, what is the fight? Sushil, what is the fight? If Panun Kashmir takes a position that we want a separate homeland, then doesn't that add a completely different, unwieldy dimension to the issue of a ghar vapsi for pandits?
Barkha, you must understand the context of this. We have been driven out of our homes. What Panun Kashmir is asking for is a secure enclave. You can get busy with semantics as enclave. To what homeland means, what enclave means, what colonies mean. The point is, we need a justice, we need security, and we don't want to come back to be uprooted in the next generation. It takes 2 to 3 generations to stabilize after uprooting. We can't suffer this every 2-3 generations. So you need to be sure that once we come back, we are coming back for good. We are not coming back on flimsy, slippery ground to be uprooted again.
That last point is a fair point. That is a fair point. And I want Arun Gupta to come in on a point that Sadiq Wahid made, that there is opacity and contradictions in the government's response. Is this transit accommodation? Is this temporary accommodation? Is this temporary accommodation that could become permanent? I'm not saying I have a problem with it at all. I am simply asking you, what is the policy, sir? Quick last word.
No policy. See, Barkha, policy is very clear. They have to come back their home and we really have to give them very respectful place to live the way they want to live respectfully, and then we have to give them dignity and whatever we have not been able to give them for so many years, we have to give them. That's a policy. And for that, whatever government can do, government will do. Definitely government will do that.
Okay, Sandeep, you were told you have not suffered. You heard them saying that. You have not suffered. That those who have suffered, those who have seen brutality, murder, violence, losing their children, you know.
Mr. Pandit should know that my father was shot 4 bullets in October 90. Yet, I tried to reconcile because of the bonds of Kashmiriyat, which I think I'm very regretful that Mr. Pandit, or because of his political interest, he has forgotten the Kashmiriyat, where Lal Dead and Sheikh Ul Alam live together. This is a holy land. Unfortunately,
because of some political interest, maybe from the majority community or the minority community, we have suffered. But the way forward is reconciliation.
Sushil, 10 seconds. Sushil, 10 seconds. I've got to close then. Sushil, 10 seconds,
yes,
please.
I
have to close.
You see, I don't know what reasons Mr. Sandeep Mava has for saying what he's saying. I won't attribute motives there. But he should not attribute motives to me. He doesn't know my politics. He doesn't know my political interests. And therefore, he should keep shut about them and talk, stick to the issue. And the issue is that
Kashmir,
the entire community needs to feel secure. Entire community needs to get justice. And this cannot happen on some stray
and we are not opposing that.
We are saying Sandeep, Sandeep, that's it. Okay, let's leave it here with the thought that at least I have been hearing exactly the same debate for more than two decades as a reporter who comes here very often. And I can't imagine how cynical people feel. Is this ever going to go beyond political slogans, beyond the tutu meme between two political formations? Can we have an honest conversation that is not mired in bitterness, hostility and hatred? How do we move beyond this moment and which politician will actually do something real? Leaving it there on this special episode, remember tomorrow night at 8, we will be here at Ground Zero. We will be travelling across the Kashmir Valley in our special series, The Kashmir Diary. Junaid Mattu, Sadiq Wahid, Sandeep, Sushil, Dr. Shakti Bhan and Arun Gupta. Thank you so much from the entire Buckstops here team from the Durga Nag Mandir in Srinagar. Thanks for watching. See you tomorrow night at 8 p.m.